Imagine a world where everyone can legally experience the benefits of CBD, hemp, and medical marijuana. Learn about the legal benefits of licensing, distribution, health benefits, and important issues regarding these products. You are now tuned in to the Himes Hemp's Education Podcast, hosted by Chris Ford.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode, the seventh episode of the Himes Hemp Education Podcast. My name is Chris Ford, and I'm your host. And what we like to discuss here with this podcast is CBD, hemp, and medical marijuana, right? Not a lot of people know too much about that industry, or they have questions about that industry. So that's why I started this podcast, to make everyone aware, to get them to think of questions to ask, to educate them on the uses of CBD and hemp, and how it's not a drug that like they think it is, but it's actually something that actually helps and works on your well-being. So if you enjoyed my podcast, if you've listened to the other episodes, we want you to do something very special for us. We want you to support us. We want you to follow us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, or however you stream your podcast, guys. We should be on one of those streams. So like our episodes, comment on them, and this is a way that you can actually follow us easier, and you can help our ratings. So if you're interested in learning more about the company that I represent, which is Hempology Wellness, and the products that I market, guys, you can connect with me actually on a podcast. You can ask your questions through mentorwithchrisford@yahoo.com, or we have a Facebook group, Hemp Affiliates, and request to become a member, and we will connect with you on Facebook, guys. So I have a guest. Are you ready for my guest? My guest is a very special lady. She's out of Atlanta, Georgia, right? So her name is Kimberly Culp. Her and her husband actually started a business called Hempology Wellness, right? So that's actually the company that I market the products through. And she's our special guest today. So, Kimberly, are you there?
I am here. How are you, Chris?
I am doing very well. I am so excited to speak with you. I'm so excited where you can share your journey and maybe some information about CBD and hemp and how you got started. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, Kimberly.
Everyone needs to know the difference between cannabis, marijuana, CBD. How is it the same? How is it different? And how I got started in the business is that my background is dentistry. And I was in a partnership with a dentist who we had a dental office where we wanted to provide urgent dental care, after hours dental care for those with toothaches. And in our process of building this model, we found that we did not want to provide opioids and antidepressants and these inappropriate prescriptions to people that were suffering from severe toothaches, and also we did not want to provide it after hours and things like that. It's tough to provide those type of prescriptions, and we didn't want to be part of the problem, the opioid addiction problem. So in our research, we found that CBD, cannabis, has a very nice response to those that we treat in dentistry. Most of the people come to us that have toothaches, they're afraid of the dentist, inflammation, those type things. And those are all the things that CBD and the phytonutrients within it is really good for. So we decided that we would incorporate a hemp lounge. We found a company that grows natural hemp. My husband and I, in this educating those dental professionals and their patients and team members on the benefits of hemp. And so that's how we got started. Since then, it's grown into several retail type areas and other, business avenues. We're in the funeral business too. And so it's really good for those families that come to the funeral home who's full of anxiety and choose to smoke something more filled with THC, street processed, and or alcohol, and at that point they are incoherent to properly make those final arrangements for their loved ones. So we have found an amazing way that families can come in more focused, because our CBD is all of that. It causes you to focus. If you're very upset, filled with anxiety, crying, it calms that down naturally without you being high. And it also deals with pain and inflammation. And so that's what most of us are walking around with: anxiety, mad about something, hurting. So we have just found where we implement, properly educate those that we have already in our wheelhouse, and that is in the professional dentistry and the funeral service business.
Wow, that's so incredible, man. I'm just sitting up here thinking about how busy you guys must be, you know, operating your business at home with the dentistry, operating filler orders for the company, and, you know, meeting with, I guess, the farmers and how you want them to grow your product so that, you know that your customers are getting the best product that they possibly can. And then also with the funeral business, I mean, like, when do you sleep?
Right. So I do get to sleep often. I make a lot of time for myself, and I do know how to turn it off. And we have a lot of our products that go out. We have team members who work with us on different shifts, and when those orders may come in at certain hours, we have certain people that are responsible for those. I oversee and motivate and cheerlead and make sure that they are they have what they need, and make sure that I help where needed. But also, we don't really have to worry about the farmers. Tell you the truth, I'm learning from them. So they already have a process. I've come in towards the middle end of the process, although we are bringing new innovative things, like possibly a tiny house winery.
Wow.
And it'll be a hemp winery, and so you'll get a chance to maybe come and stay in some small tiny houses, at the same time learn about how our hemp is processed and grown, and how we've even processed it into natural wine, hemp wine, through, you know, vineyards, grapes and things like that.
I'm telling you, Kimberly, I've never heard of hemp wine before. I mean, I think you guys are onto something revolutionary.
Oh, well, because you're an affiliate, you know, you get a complimentary bottle mailed to you.
Oh, so I can't wait.
With one of your podcasts, you'll be able to share. I don't know what the regulations are, but at least, you know, you can share that you received it and what the bottle looks like. And then, of course, hemp wine is just super chill.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I think the other podcasters would enjoy that, because if we have a little bit of alcohol here, you know, we indulge a little, you know, because, you know,
we have all types of new hemp products coming out on that line. We have people who offer to create those type of products for us and utilize our natural hemp. So you will see our hemp in other areas. So we're very grateful for people like yourself and Zach and all of our affiliates who speak of our products just in a natural way for those that need so our products are properly lab tested regularly. And that's what we want to educate people on, the difference between, you know, marijuana, cannabis, medical marijuana. All of it is different. All of it should be processed a certain way. And if you're connected and properly educated, you should have the best experience ever.
Yes, because that's what it's about. I mean, so many people are so nervous, or they have so many questions because, you know, they see the CBD or the hemp inside of stores like maybe even Walmart. I'm not even sure if Walmart is selling it, but I know like
they have tons of it now.
Oh my gosh.
Retail, like it's the right packaging and this, that, and the other, and no one ever really gets to get that real organic experience.
That's so true. That's so true. Now, you know it's something when Walmart starts selling CBD, all right? Because they are the model product of America, and they have CBD and hemp inside their stores. But, you know, you also have gas stations and, you know, places like Walgreens and CVS. They're selling the hemp.
We just had a spa in Louisville, Kentucky, who just bought a line of our products, and she will have them in her spa.
Wow. That's very interesting.
It's a very nice spa, by the way.
Cool. So, yeah, so I have questions about hemp and how its process. Could you speak to us a little bit more about that and educate us on hemp and hemp seeds and how they go through the process of making other products as well as products for your company?
So what I tell people, because we have a very unique way to processing our whole hemp, which stands out away and outside of broad and full spectrum hemp. You rarely will see whole hemp, and the taste and the experience is completely different than, you know, broad and full spectrum. And so we like to keep our growing process super secret.
Oh man, I was waiting to hear something secretive that you would just reveal to us just a little bit.
Is that we do deal with, yes, seeding, but it's a soil.
Okay.
And the soil properly conditioned and seeded right and that properly tested along the way with the right lighting.
Oh.
And the right care and pruning, you will have the best buds ever. That's what I can tell you. And ours is hands down. I can't say enough about it. The taste is different. Our Delta 8 is amazing. And when you find a Delta 8, maybe from some of your corner stores and or maybe some of the other CBD stores that are in the shopping centers and things like that, those are all broad spectrum. That means that they had to be derived from a lot of other different products to come up with that one product experience. Mm. Ours is not that grown or processed that way. Ours is grown in a very natural way with the soils and the seeding and the testing and the lighting.
So, yeah, so
care along the way.
I hear that. So, Kimberly, you know, there's a lot of people that's wanting to know about maybe third party testing. We hear you talk about the farmers and how they process it for you. And also, you know, for people who may have rheumatoid arthritis, arthritis in their joints, convulsions, difficulty with childbirth, insomnia, all of these different type of ailments, and they want to know how is the hemp going to help them versus the CBD that you market. So how can you tell them if they're going to get high or how it's going to help them, what they will feel once they take it?
Yeah, some of the experiences that I have heard along the way and how people continue to return to us for that same product, and that some of these things that they were experiencing are completely gone. And we have person after person after person. So we do have someone doing the right product study and just study, case study on our product, so that we can begin to stand up with those that don't want us to make medical claims. However, what I will say is this. Our labs do provide us with third-party labs. Our third-party lab, believe it or not, is in Florida.
Oh, wow.
So we see our products from North Carolina to Florida. And that process goes through its three-point step process. And then we have all the documentations that follow our products from something you hear stated called from seed to sell. And so from seed to sell, we get to follow the process of the flower, how it's grown, how it's cared after, and then who tested it, what was the test results, how many times did we test it. Now, for that person that's concerned about that THC, because we have a really robust system and a company that we've been using for a long time that has a stellar track record lab, we use them and are comfortable with our products. We tell people, if you tested positive for THC, some high potency, if you had something that was not even our product, because we already, and our products are followed from seed to sale, so if we ever were questioned, somebody needed us to present where we got it from, how we purchased it, how it was tested, we can follow that process. And a lot of people that buy their things on the street, they can't even tell who they purchased it from. They may know him as Lolo. And but they don't even know Lolo's real name.
Right.
And they don't know where Lolo got it from. They don't know where that person that Lolo got it from, how it was tested, how it was grown, and those things. So our goal is to provide people with clean, natural hemp. Hemp is what is grown with the natural. Hemp is cannabis, CBD. And is grown with 0.3% THC and or less. It's in the cannabis marijuana family, but they're cousins type thing. Marijuana, of course, has high potencies of THC, the chemical component that causes us to have an impaired high type feeling. So if you smoked our flower, cannabis, hemp, you're going to just have a nice, chill feeling. Like, yay, I feel like smiling for no reason. And then the other times you have these THC experiences, you zoot it. Eyes are super glassy, red, tight. You might be smiling, but you're smiling with your eyes closed. You may not make the best decisions. You may be extremely tired and not able to get up and finish something important you had to do. And that hemp causes you to be more focused, engaged, and less anxiety filled.
So I have a question. Someone wanted me to ask, are you or do you have access to market to other companies wholesale, the products wholesale that you that the company makes? Are you able to produce it wholesale and sell it to other companies that are maybe wanting to market it?
By the masses, baby.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing, because you know a lot of companies, a lot of people, they're wanting to get into this space of marketing, CBD, hemp. They want a hands-on experience, especially from the farmers, to know how it's grown, how it's produced, how it's extracted from the soil, so on and so forth. So, yeah, so it's just good that you're in that space. And then you have other outlets and avenues to actually get your product out, you know, and it's just a good feeling to have a business that's centered around other avenues that you can market to.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to go on to Amazon or any of these random websites and purchase our hemp. You go on to Amazon and put in CBD hemp, and oh my goodness, you cannot decipher from what's what. And that is not the experience we want our individuals who use our products to have. We want them to, one, we want would like to know, why are they interested in the CBD? What intrigues them to use CBD? Let's get to know our client's product need, and then make sure we're putting the right product in their hand. They may totally need just great sleep and have insomnia. So then we're going to make sure we give them a sublingual and or a gummy and or both. And from there, boom, I'm not going to recommend a cream, pain cream, because you're not having a backache or arthritis or TMJ headache experience. But for that person that suffers from headaches, oh wow, then I may want to give them the gummies and the pain cream that they can use right there in their temples. And I have heard, seen, felt it myself, shed it down, period, end the story. So those women that have those monthly cramps and we just can't get around them, and sometimes they have us to where we're unable to function, not with that cream. What cramps? Really? Wow. And we're able to face the day. And, you know, using that sublingual oil saves a lot of heads being bit off at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah. I know how that is. So, yes. So I have a question about your wholesalers. I know you don't have much time. You have other appointments. So I'm just grateful to have you during this time. But I do have to ask this one last question. As far as your wholesalers, are there any stipulations or things that a certain process that you want them to market your products, or how do you want, you know, what's the process that they need to know?
Yes, so we do have a simple affiliation, our hemp, hemp affiliates, that would help that person that's maybe not trying to invest a whole lot of money but would love to be a wholesaler and experience the nice, steady, basic income that it provides. And then if you want that other experience where you're ready to invest some $25,000 and you want, you know, your own type maybe label where you want some of your products coming through on a much larger mass basis, then we would talk about that, and that would be more or less us creating your own vibe and keeping you plenty plenished with plenty hemp.
All right.
And teach you still the business of hemp, show you how to make sure you're dealing with your, you know, taxes and all that stuff. And then, of course, we have another area to where if you really, really, really just want to shell out some serious money, then we have opportunities like for tiny house vineyards and things like that. But that's on a whole nother, you know, level.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about six figures, right?
That part.
Yeah, that part. Awesome. So yeah, we definitely appreciate you coming on the show, sharing with us your hemp and CBD experience and how you got started with the company. Is there any last questions, or not questions, any last things that you would like to share with the listeners? Maybe just anything about CBD hemp, or you know, where they can go to feel safe. You know, like say they may be in a household where people don't want them to experience hemp or CBD, you know, whether it's the oil or actually where it's smokable. So do you have any suggestions towards that?
I do. I'm glad you asked, Chris. So my suggestion would be a couple of things. Definitely follow us constantly. Get to know your natural hempologist, Kimberly Culp. I am the coolest, and I don't have a problem pouring in and educating you on what I know. I'm not that individual that's going to try to keep it all to myself. Also, the hemp business is really cool. It doesn't have to be that you're in it for the retail side of it. There's so many other facets and opportunities in this business. So we would really probably have another pod show just to really cover the hemp opportunities that are really out there and how people that are nervous about the industry could really just learn how to educate themselves by hemping. And to me, our acronym for hemp is helping educate more people.
That's a very unique way of promoting hemp, really.
Yeah, and I love acronyms.
Yes.
And so they call me the job life coach. And the job life coach is where I help people get unstuck from some type of life issue, primarily a loss of a loved one. And that's where I am in the funeral business. I help people pick up the pieces. And so I'm not the one burying the dead. I'm the one there helping you make those arrangements and picking up the pieces after we've laid your loved one to rest.
Awesome.
And so I need you focused. And that's where I get to help educate more people on ways not to use opioids and antidepressants. And then I pour all that into those other individuals. For the family member who lives with someone who hates on them, who doesn't want them to enjoy in the cannabis, there's so many ways and things you can now enjoy that doesn't smell like, make you look like you've consumed any type of cannabis product. And so again, you need to follow us, talk to Chris, talk to myself. Any of our affiliates in the Hemp Affiliate Association will be able to help you. If you're not for sure of how you want to invest any money, but you do want to get started, become a hemp affiliate. It's practically nothing. And once you do that, you can kind of find your thistle from there. I am from Cali, actually. I'm born and raised from Compton, California. And I'm from Long Beach Unified School District, the LBC. Uh-oh. So all they did was smoke cannabis.
In the LBC.
Right. And so I'm a product of Hughes Junior High. Snook and all of us went to the same middle school.
Oh, wow.
So we grew up with cannabis in our lives. Now you may not want your children smoking the kind of weed we had when we were teenagers. Of course you don't. So some of you may say, hear this podcast and be like, hey, that's my husband or my son or daughter. I be on there, you know what, all the time about smoking blah, blah, blah. Stop it. You need to stop it right now. And you need to let them enjoy natural hemp. And if that family member's blocking you, they need to stop it and enjoy natural hemp. There is something, a problem with you being totally impaired and decisions. And so that's where the difference between cannabis, CBD, and marijuana street weed comes in. Our job is to what? Help them. Help educate more people.
Absolutely.
I'm Kimberly Cope, your natural hempologist. And if you want to follow me, follow me.
So, Kimberly, let me ask you a question real quick before you go. How can people get in contact with you? I know that you have a mobile business as well where you set up parties from your mobile access. So tell us a little bit more about that and then share how they can get in contact with you.
So, yep, we have a mobile sprinter. Right before the pandemic hit, we had already began thinking that a lot of people want to learn about hemp. They all can't come to Gwinnett County. So let's be more accessible. Let's turn out this neighborhood with some hemp education. So we do have this amazing executive, Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, that we can roll up and we can create any type of hemp pop-up party experience for you and your friends. We do graduations, birthdays, specialty birthdays, or what I consider to be milestone birthdays, anniversaries, bridal showers, and grooms, and engagement parties. We do it all. So we invite small, intimate groups of people, anywhere from 10 folks and less, and we invite them to some pop-up experience, and we will pick you up and take you on this pop-up experience and then take you back to your pickup spot. It can be done in a very secluded, pool-like private area on a little retreat that we own, and or we can take you to wherever your destination is. Some people choose restaurants and different things. We also do that for those that are still grieving. So a lot of people don't want to have the traditional funeral. They don't want to invest that type of money, and or they just don't want the doom and gloom. So, yeah, I'm the serial entrepreneur in the funeral side of things. They call me the funeral bae or the bereavement bae. And BAE is an acronym for Bereavement Assistance Executive. So I help people plan the right type of homegoing service that might be a pool party, that might be a movie theater homegoing service where the featured show is our loved one who we're laying to rest. And so all these different experiences, but it's around him. And so, yeah, we have all types of things that we can create for your mood and your experience. And you also get educated at the same time. For those that do have those type of events, they are gifted very nice hemp products for themselves. And so it's not like your old school princess party where you had to have a invite all these people and get all these people to get your own free gifts. No, the minute you schedule the hemp experience, you now have a total hemp experience coming.
Wow. I mean, you've covered all areas. I mean, literally, there is no place that people can go where they can't find you.
And I will tell you, too, that we do have a spinoff from us. Our son, he and his wife have a hemp hookah bar, hookah lounge.
Wow.
In Luburn. And so they get their natural hemp, hookah hemp from us. And so he's had hookah and this, that, and the other. And he called and he was like, Ma, what was that? Oh, so smooth. I want it in here. And so now they have all of our natural hemp in there. And they're like, oh, these people love this stuff. And like, they have to have VIP and everything parking over there. So if you want to have a really nice evening, enjoy some good food, super great music, eye candy, and a whole hemp experience through hookahs, yeah, it would be their bar, their lounge in Lilburn called Crew Hemp Lounge.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's the younger, you know, the younger millennials. They didn't want to do it our way. And so I was like, okay, Red Joe, we see y'all. And but they're still, you know, using the hemp. And they have a whole hookah hemp experience. I've never done hookah before. Well, I did for the first time with him a week ago.
Awesome. How was that?
I was super chill. I was like, hey, what is this hookah thing? And so, yep, me and my son, who's 33, we hookahed. Hemp hookah.
Hemp hookah. I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone, as you can see, Kimberly, she has a vibrant spirit. She's just all in with this hemp business here. And Kimberly, is there a way that people can contact you, maybe on social media or through your website, in order to purchase these products?
Absolutely. I always tell people our website is open to go on and order whatever you like, but you should text or call me first and message me in the website and say, Kimberly, I heard you on the podcast with Chris. I want to talk hemp. And then that way, let's have our personal conversation about hemp and what your needs are before you just go willy-nilly and spending money, because I can take your money. I don't have a problem with that. I'm on my way. I just left Vegas, and I need to replenish. And so, but that's not what I'm trying to do. I want you to return. I want you to have this awesome hemp experience so that your need is met. And what I tell people is to go to CBD Hempology. That's HEMPOLOGY wellness.com. And you can message me there and ask any questions. I do have a lot of men who want to talk about hemp and their libido. And that is the elephant in the room that a lot of men don't want to talk about. That they feel like, you know, there's no way I should not be getting a regular hard on. Like, what's my problem? Whatever the problem is, because again, I'm not that doctor to be able to tell you anything. I'm not a physician at all. However, what I can tell you about is the experiences and the stories and the calls that I receive primarily from these husbands or boyfriends and or their significant others saying, you helped us. Or you help me. One guy says, I don't want to be without it. He ordered a whole year's supply.
Oh, wow.
He is never without it. And he's like, now I don't have to. He told me he was getting ready to have some expensive surgery and use a pump and this, that, the other. And I was like, dude, natural hemp. And he's like, and we both feel good. And neither one of them were cannabis users, and his wife thought it was absolutely the devil. And then once she experienced the gummy, now they both have that bedroom fun, and it just added that spark that they needed that wine was not giving them.
Wow.
And so I tell my guys that as far as our hemp and a good time, I just keep hearing it works. You know, my husband and I, we're straight, so I don't know. But I will tell y'all, my husband is 20 years older than I am, too. And so, we don't have any problems over here. We're all supernatural. We've never had a need, and we don't have a need now. So, we're grateful and thankful to God for that. But, you know, for some of his old school friends to see him with this young popping wife, they be like, dude, what you doing? And so he has them thinking it's the hemp, and I'm like, stop lying to those people. But we have heard a lot of stories that really, really helps enhance things. So
yes, that's great.
Follow us and on social media. They can follow us at Hempology Wellness. And again, they also can follow us at that Hemp Affiliates. They can follow us at Dental Hemp Affiliates. still is.
For all your dentists out there that
that
have the children that's anxious and nervous about coming to get their tooth pulled.
Everyone in the household can use our products, from granny to the baby in the womb. Everybody can have our gummies, our oils, and our flour, so there's no worries there.
Awesome.
And of course, you can follow me at KimberlyCulp.com, and Culp is spelled C-U-L-P as in Peter. And of course, I'm the same on Facebook and at The Job Life Coach on Instagram, at The Job Life Coach.
Awesome.
So y'all got all kind of handles.
Yes, they do. They got a lot of handles. So tell your husband, Ralph, correct?
Yes.
Yes, Ralph Culp. What's up? I want to give a shout out to him. So definitely tell him that we appreciate him for allowing you to do the things that you do. We know it's very difficult when you're running a business and you're married and you got so many different facets and aspects of yourself that you have to split your time up. So we appreciate Ralph Culp for allowing his wife to do the many things that she do to help out so many different people. And we appreciate you and bless you.
Shout out to my husband, Ralph. He's my biggest cheerleader. I met my husband 8 years ago this same week, earlier this week, I think Monday, 8 years ago. No, 9 years ago, when his first wife died as a result of a car crash.
Oh, wow.
So the day that she died was the day that I was dispatched to him as a grief coach.
Mm.
And I met my husband and talked to him and helped him with those gory funeral arrangements that no one wants to do. And 2 years later, we found that we had a lot in common, and we got married, and he's my biggest cheerleader because he said that he was a recipient of what it is that I do, so he helps push and cheerlead and provide that care and love to other people that need to pick up the pieces.
Wow, that is incredible. So You're helping people all around the globe and every different facet. So that's very special. So we appreciate you once again for coming on the show, for sharing yourself and your information. And we look forward to having you on the show again. We got to see what your schedule looks like so we can have you on the show again to talk about maybe some different things with CBD and hemp and get educated some more.
I am coming to Florida. I will send you some dates. I have a dental festival that I'm coming to do there to speak on hemp. And so I'm not going to be able to come to Florida and miss a podcast with you.
I know that's
so
right. We got to do it live.
Do a podcast with me there in your studio or come to the dental festival. Boom.
There we go. There we go. Sounds like a date. So.
Yep. So we'll be in touch very soon. And you always have access to us. You're helping us, so we appreciate you, Chris.
Hey, no problem. I'm just doing my duty.
All right, so we'll give it right back to you, sir.
All right, so guys, if you heard what I just heard, right? I'm sure you're excited. You're excited to learn more about hemp and everything that we do with hemp and CBD here on this podcast. And we just have wonderful guests like Kimberly that comes and pour into to us and educate us so much on, just learning about this industry because we don't know enough about it. So with that being said, guys, this is the 7th episode that we just finished. So share this out with your friends. You know, if you're listening to the podcast, not only follow my podcast, go like it, comment on it, and share it out with your friends so they can be educated on it as well. So with that being said, we will see you on the next podcast. We are out. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in. Go follow MelHimes3media.com. IG, Himes Hemp Podcast, and all other social media platforms.